I live close to Brisbane and I'm about an hour drive from Byron Bay, which is one of the most famous beaches in Australia. It's a surfer's heaven and it's got a magnetic appeal for travellers. There are buskers on the streets and lots of pubs, quaint little cafes and bookshops to choose from. It's like the unofficial hippie capital, so there are a lot of laid-back people who call it home. There's also a festival called the Byron Bay Bluefest every year that attracts some of the biggest names in world music. In summer, a lot of people from Sydney go there to hang out and catch some rays. The only problem is that it gets a little touristy at peak times.
Hi, I'm Jake from Cape Town in South Africa. The most famous beach where I come from is called Boulders Beach. Here you can find one of these things that South Africa is most famous for, and that's penguins on a beach. There's a community of 3,000 jackass penguins living there, and you'll always see them waddling in and out of the sea. The landscape is pretty picturesque too. It's like something from a postcard, really spectacular. There are specially constructed viewing boardwalks on the nearby Foxy Beach where you can take in the scenery. Boulders Beach is part of the virtually unspoiled Tabletop Mountain National Park, so it's worthwhile going there to check out some of the scenery that South Africa is famous for.
Hi, my name is Alice from La République de Seychelles, former French colony in Africa. I live on the third largest island, Dieke, and the beach I live closest to is world famous. It is called Anse Source d'Argent, and if you ever get the chance, you should go there. It will take your breath away. The sand is a mix of South White and Flamingo Pink. It is said to be one of the most photographed beaches in the world, and it has a look of exotic, tranquil paradise. The water there is very calm and shallow, and it's located in the middle of a reef, so it is ideal for snorkeling in the undersea life, boasts the rich variety of species of fish and coral. The nearby restaurant, L'Embourcir, serves up a variety of food as well, much of the Creole dishes the area is famous for. If you want to try something you've never had before, you can try fruit bat curry, which is one of the local delicacies, or you can make up your own picnic from the supermarket, which is just 5 minutes away, and go explore the granite boulders and a little further inland.
My name is Diego, and I live close to Lovers Beach, which is in Baja California Sur in Mexico. It's at the tip of the Baja California Peninsula, where the Sea of Cortez meets the Pacific Ocean. It's a romantic destination and the dramatic landscape is pretty impressive. There are these rock formations which spring out of the sand and the water there is turquoise. The only problem is, it's not easy to access. You have to take a boat to get there. It's kind of remote, like a secluded cove away from civilization. In fact, it used to be a hiding place for pirates a few hundred years ago because it was so well hidden. The other thing you have to keep in mind is that the beach is kind of small and the sea can get pretty rough. So you should always pre-book your return transport, because after 4:30 p.m., boats are pretty scarce, and there are no telephones or internet cafes on the beach, and mobile phone network coverage is pretty much non-existent.